You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week for Wire Worry Week, the theme is Pride. And with the Pride Festival finishing with the Pride Parade in Ponsonby on Saturday, it's a lot of P's there, I reached out to Sean Woodcock, the director of the parade. Sean was kind enough to chat with me about running the parade and discuss life in the LGBTQ community. Sean, you're the Pride Parade producer. Is that your job title?
That's right.
Awesome. And the Pride Parade was on Saturday. How did it all go?
Yeah, it went amazingly well, actually. We had the largest amount of people participating. So we had about 3,500 people on board, and also the largest crowd that we've ever seen in several years along Ponsonby Road. So it was fantastic to see everybody come out and celebrate Pride.
So you're the producer of the festival. How much behind the scenes work goes in for you?
Oh, absolutely, a stack of work. So Saturday's parade took about 10 months of work, and a lot of that work is around the logistics of setting up the health and safety and security of the parade, closing roads, working with council and AT around their requirements, and also working with the community groups and local businesses that are participating as well, giving them a lot of support. And not to mention trying to find about 120 volunteers to help support you on the day.
Yeah, so that's a full year round, really, for you organising that event. Amazing.
Absolutely.
With Jacinda walked in the parade on Saturday, Sean, and since she's come into the government, have you noticed any changes in the LGBTQ community?
Yeah, I have actually. I mean, Labor, when they were campaigning for government, had the strongest portfolio of rainbow policies. And ever since Labor have got into government, there just seems to be a lot more happiness and a lot more ease that the things that the rainbow community is still advocating for are still an opportunity to get through in law.
And some of those things that the rainbow community is advocating for, could you just maybe tell for listeners out there who might not be aware what some of the things that are up for to be changed, I guess, or to be advocated for?
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things that is high on the agenda is better healthcare for our trans community. They are seen as the smaller minority group within the rainbow community, and a lot of the people that are after their sex change, they potentially are waiting several years in order for that to happen. There's a huge amount of support that needs to go into mental health care and suicide, especially in the LGBT community. Our suicide and mental health rates are too high, and something needs to be done about that. So having a Labor-led government is always very good for the rainbow community.
For sure, that's it's exciting times ahead. And just, Sean, obviously, I hear people talk about the Pride Parade, and one thing I do notice that a lot of public, well, not a lot, but some people seem to find interesting is when, say, like corporations walking in the parade, and they, some people question whether it's beneficial for the community or for the corporations that they're walking in the parade. What's your sort of take on that?
Yeah, I think the last 2 years I've worked very hard to find a good balance between community and business. The reality is we do need the income from the businesses to help support the parade costs. But also there's been a huge change, especially over the last 2 years, that LGBTQI people are very proud to walk with their companies in the parade, whereas in previous years they would be either marching for themselves or marching within a rainbow group. So if we were to not include any corporates, then that would have a detrimental effect on the people marching. And we're also very fortunate that a lot of the rainbow community groups that took part in the Auckland Pride Parade were actually paid, their registration fees were paid by corporates, because a lot of the smaller companies or smaller rainbow communities just can't afford registration fees. So that was a nice balance that we're able to assist with.
Right, that's great to hear that. So you'd say over the last couple of years, the corporations are probably more taking a more, what's the word, I guess, they're more invested in it rather than just being a sponsor, so to say.
Yeah, more invested, more proactive, and a more willingness to drive change within their organisation. So majority, if not all, of the corporates that featured in the Auckland Pride Parade have either gone through a rainbow tick process, and rainbow tick is making sure that all their HR policies include diversity and unity, and those that haven't quite got that tick yet, this is part of the process of engaging with the community and demonstrating that they are invested in making their policies more rainbow friendly.
Great. And just quickly, Sean, thank you very much for joining me. The festival's finished for 2018, and between now and the next year's festival, what's something you'd like to see change within, I guess, the LGBTQ community or how they're received in New Zealand? What's something you'd like to see?
Yeah, I think as each year goes by, we have to remember what we're advocating for and increase that. I don't think that the festival should be seen as a 2.5 week festival for the community and then nothing else changes. So between now and the next festival in Auckland Pride Parade, we should be continuing to advocate for our rights and following on from the key messages that have come out from the parade and festival.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.